We begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Mikvaos, and the laws of the gathered waters in the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity, which will continue the theme of the previous Perek, discussing laws of Chatzitza. In this Perek, we discuss the laws of Chatzitza as it applies to Kelim, to vessels. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding specifically the elements of Zephis and Chemer, of tar and of mortar. The Elu Chatzim Kelim, as Rambam says, these things are interpositions by vessels. They would get in the way of the waters purifying the body of the vessel itself. Are Hazephis, the tar, the hachemer, and mortar. Okay, it's been things like that. Now, in specifics, hazefes, when you have tar, shebekais, regarding a cup, of a shebetzleiches, or of a plate, mitoichen chaitzen, from the inside there are chatzitza, because a person's particular about that. Machareim, if it's on the outside, in chaitzen, it's not a chatzitza, because people are not necessarily particular. Now, but then when we say that leniency is mebeis ha'umen, if it's from in the industrial area, where they would use it with tar, and they're not particular about a little bit tar on the outside of the vessel. I'm a balabais, but a regular homeowner, whether it's from the inside or from the outside, it's chatzitza, because they are particular, even if it's on the outside. Now, hazefes, the tar, shebetamchei, which in the large platter, the shebekaro, or in the bowl, whether it's from the inside or the outside, whether it's from a homeowner, or whether from a craftsman, from a business plate, chaitzitzin, they are chatzitza, because these vessels are used with hot stuff too, and the hot stuff will be on the outside and will cause the tar to melt, and therefore would ruin even for the craftsman would be particular about it. Halacha beis. So too, hamor, musk, v'akoymes, which is some type of a black dust. Bemakoyes, whether in a kav, bematzleiches, or whether in a plate, or bematamcha v'ka'aro, or the other category of a large platter and of a bowl. Here, Beim Balabais, Beim Beis Umen, whether it's from a homeowner, whether from a craftsman, meaning from a place where they work over there, Beim Teichem, Beim Achrein, whether from the inside or outside, Chaitzin, it will be a Chatzitz, because again, these elements, even the workers, are particular about it. Hayizephes Oichemer, if the tar or the mortar, Kuyitzimo, things like that were ala tavlo, on the tablet, on the tabletop, of ala shulchan, on the table, of ala dargish, which is possibly like a small chair that you go on it to a larger chair. Now, if these elements were clean, then chaitzin, then these other entities of the tar or the mortar would be considered chatzitza for tefillah, and they should make for them, because they're particular about it. These are clean things, and that little tar is a problem. But valabalusim, but if let's say these elements, let's say the table were filthy, then in chaitzin, then that tar is not going to be chatzitza, and they shouldn't make for them, because they're not particular about it. Halacha gimel, hoyal mitzis balabayas, if let's say they were on the bed of a homeowner, then chaitzin, that's a chatzitza. A mitzvah shaloni on the bed of a pauper, in chaitzin, not a chatzitza, because again, he's not particular, and as we learned in the Perek Aleph, that it's, when it's not the majority of the element, of the vessel, then it has to be something that you're particular about. Al ukav balabayas, if it, let's say it's on the saddle of a homeowner, well, chaitzin, it's a chatzitza. Val zakokin, if it's on these leather flasks which they put on the donkey, in chaitzin, not a chatzitza. Ala mardas, on the saddle cloth, which you put on the donkey and they ride on, if it's mishneit stadim, if the filth went through and through from both sides, then it's going to be chatzitza. Halacha dalet, hayizefes achemer, if tar or mortar or chatzitza or things like that, well, a big day, tamid chacham, on the garments of Talmudic scholars, afilim etzad echet chatzitza, even if it's only on one side, it's chatzitza, and the reason is, they should make bidim alambushim, these nakim, because tamid chacham are particular, and they're supposed to be particular, on their clothing, they should be clean, and therefore, even on one side, it's a problem. And they're makbid, and it's chatzitza. Now, big dama arts, but on the garments of ignoramuses, of ignorant people, mishneit stadim is only if it's on both sides of chaitzes, then there would be particular, that's a chatzitza, but mitzarech one side in the chaitzes, it's not considered a chatzitza by them. Halacha hey, hayu ala mitpoches shel zapasim, if on the kerchiefs of those who sell pitch, or v'shal yitzim, or potters, or v'shal mefas le'ilanis, or from those that cut off the thin branches so that the trees should grow thicker, so in chaitzim, their kerchiefs that have these stains, it's not a chatzitza because they're always getting dirty anyway and they're not particular about it. Halacha Vav continues now regarding the chatzitza of different elements, not of zephes lechemer, but regarding blood and of fats, of grease. Tabach shayu dama bagadav, a butcher that had blood on his garments. In a chaitz, not a chatzitza, they shouldn't mark, he's not particular about it, he's busy with blood all day with these animals. Halacha Zayin, mechidavav, someone who sells grease, fats. Shayadavav al bigdav, who had grease a stain on his garment. In a chaitz, not a chatzitza. Mechidavav, is there anything similar like that? Where this is what they work with, and this is not something that they're particular about. Now, oh yeah, tabach meichir abav. Now, let's say the butcher also sold fat, sold grease together with his meat. V'hoya big the damer abav. Now, on his garment with blood and grease, sarei zasavak. That's already a situation of doubt. On the one hand, do you say, would it be chatzis b'neishim shnayim or makbid? These are already two different types of stains. He would be particular. Or in the chatzis, maybe not particular. It wouldn't be chatzis. So shemalachti, even makbid, because this is his work. And both stains would not be something to be particular about. That's a situation of doubt. Halacha Ches continues regarding the laws of chatzis, regarding specific vessels. Let's say there was tar or mortar or kriyizma or things like that on a sandal. So if it's mitaycha on the inside of the sandal, now, if it's milmala, inside on the upper part, well, the chaitzah, that's a chaitzah, because the person particularly that doesn't want the upper part of his foot to become dirty from the top part of the inside of his sandal. Milmata, but if it's on the bottom part, in the chaitzah, not particular, doesn't care about if the bottom part of his foot, which is not visible, gets dirty. Ala safsal, if let's say it's you get this tar on a bench. So milmal, if it's on the upper part, I mean, that's something from the sides, that's gmi chatzitza, because a person in particular doesn't want to get his garments dirty either from the sides or from the top. But milmata, but if the under part, which is facing towards the ground, that becomes dirty, in the case of non chatzitza, a person doesn't care that it's there, and the tefillah will be effective even with it over there. Halacha tes, lechluchi tzayah shabakise, regarding filth that's on a chair, over shabakatedra, or on a carriage, hamuchubashin, which according to that gears, it would mean that it's actually qualifying the type of stain, which is this the filth that got black, that dried up, or actually mechubasin would be actually qualifying the chair or the carriage that were cleaned, so therefore they're particular. But be that as it may, whether it's from the inside or from the outside, whether it's from the bottom or from the sides, why not? Because the water, when you're going to immerse it, is going to get rid of that filth. Now, but regarding the filth of the sediment that's in the cup or in a plate, or the stuffing that's in a necklace or in a bell, or the mud or the dough that's on the handle of a hatchet or of a hammer, so in mechaitzim they're not chaitzitz, but higlidu, if they crossed, and then again, the water's not going to have to get in over there, and therefore then it's going to be considered as a chatzitza. Halacha Yud continues regarding a general rule regarding chatzitza. So, Dava Baruch, so the Ram, it's a clear thing. Wherever we said regarding mortar, regarding tar, or things similar to them, where they're not a chatzitza by vessels, it's because the person is not particular. And that's really what this whole parak so far, a lot of these halachas were qualifying, which we had mentioned already in parak and in the previous parak regarding the halacha of that it has to be, if it's miyutai, at least makbin, we're saying, okay, these things for these people, these kalim are not something that people are particular about. Now, the figure, therefore, if that's the reason why it's not a problem, because the person is not makbin, but if the majority of the vessel is covered with this tar or this mortar or things like that, then la'os la'tvila is not going to be effective. Like we already explained this in parak av halacha yid beis, that if it's the majority that you have the chatzitza, then even if you're not particular about, even though it's not particular, there's no difference regarding this vessel from all different types of vessels. All vessels have this halacha. If it's the majority, even if you're not makbid, all these things that we said that wouldn't be a problem would be a problem. Halacha Yud Alef, regarding the way of immersing the vessel. Kol yudos hakelim, all the handles of vessels, shein chalulim, which if they're hollow, if you put it not in a normal way, meaning you did it in a way that the water is not going to be able to get into the hollow of the handle, let's say you put it in a normal way, but you didn't put it in a way that it's going to be able to clean it out along the entire length and width of that handle. Let's say it's made out of metal, and it broke, it got twisted, and because of that, the water can't get into the whole thing, then the immersion is not going to be valid, because you have to make sure water gets into the whole thing, the inside and the outside. Halachid base. Similarly, let's say you take a vessel and you turn it upside down. I mean, immediately you immerse it upside down. It's as if you didn't immerse it. Why? Because the water's not going to get into the whole thing. And the reason for that is because the air in the vessel has nowhere to escape. And that's going to prevent the water from getting in all the way. Now, let's say there was no area for the water to get in until you tilt it on the side. Then again, it's not going to be an effective immersion until you tilt it on the side to make sure the water gets into the whole thing. Let's say you have a vessel that's narrow on either side and it's wide in the middle. In the tar, it's not going to be pure until you tilt it on the side. That's the only way that the water is going to be able to get into all the areas. Regarding a bottle, that the rim is submerged, which it goes in. in a Torah Chaitan. I'll see the here also. It's not going to be pure until you tilt it on the side. Again, there's only way so that you tilt it and make sure the waters get in everywhere. So to Allah Tezvav, Kalmud in the inkwell. In the Tahira, it's not going to be purified until you actually make a hole from the side. So that the water could get in like Mimius Shabbat, regarding all the twists, the bent parts inside of it. That's the way the inkwell is made. And if you do it in the regular way, it's not going to get in. Only if you make a hole in the side, the waters will get in. Lachat Zayin continues regarding immersing a vessel that has a liquid or something else inside of it. Behema, regarding an animal. If the necklace around its neck was loose, the nitman became tummy. You could even immerse it in its place, meaning on the neck of the animal as it is that way. A person should not immerse the kettle with the coals that are inside of it. And can shif, only unless he sticks his hands in and he takes the coals and he grabs in his hand, so he's scraping it off. Only then would that be okay. Let's say you have a vessel that's full with liquid and you immerse it. It's as if you didn't tivel it, because those beverages are in the way between the waters of the mikveh and the vessel. But let's say it's full with water and you tevel it, then the water and the vessels are purified together at the same time. Why? In contrast to all other food and liquid, water is unique that it actually could be purified in the mikveh, like we had explained the laws of tumas of food items and beverages in the Hilchos Tumas Eichel Perek Beis Halacha Chavaleh. This is called as Hashaka. So therefore, together with that water being purified, it's not in the way, because it's actually being purified in the waters of the mikveh, and so through the vessel that it's contained in. So to Hoya Kli Moli Meir Glam, let's say the vessel is filled with urine. We look at urine as if it's water, and also has the same quality of hashaka. So although it's water, but let's say it's water that was for the purification of a person from Tumas Mes, together with the ashes of the Paraduma. So if the majority of the vessel was empty, and it got filled up with mikvah waters, and only a little bit had those waters for the mechatas, so that you have now an increase, a majority of the mikvah waters over the mechatas that inside of it, then that raises the tar, then it's going to be pure. But if not, so then it's still going to have its tumah. And the reason for that is because of the sanctity of these waters. They're significant and they're not secondary and nullified to the main mikvah waters until you have the majority, as we said. Okay, Elohim Shar Mashkin. So then it's like as if, although it's water, it's as if it's other beverages. So it's interposing between the vessel, the body of the vessel, and the mikvah waters. And it's like the mikvah waters are not getting through the vessel, and therefore they're still going to be tummy. Halacha Yates. Kli Shetoichet Tar. Regarding a vessel that the inside is tar, but Gabi Tummy and the outside is tummy. That we have by the classic halacha of Mashkin Tmeim, which is only rabbinic, where the rabbis made it only that the outside becomes tummy, but the inside remains tar. And Vahayim Moli Yain Lavan Oichalav. And so, it's only the outside that's tummy. And the inside was filled with white wine or milk, vitpila, and it was immersed. So, we go after the majority. And that is, if the majority of the vessel was empty, did you have an increase of the waters that are inside of it? So, tar is going to be pure. And they should tumas in the brain, because as we mentioned, this tumah is only rabbinic. And therefore, since you have a majority, so then we're going to say that it's going to be pure. Let's say it was red wine or other beverages, also tefillah, and tefillah is not going to be effective, and it's going to be considered as a chatzitza. Then we don't say the Lord's the majority, it just essentially is a chatzitza, although only the outside is tummy, but you have to tell the whole kli, and it's not getting in. Halachachaf, log in pitchers that are filled with tummy waters. Now, you had on the opening of the pitcher, tit teifeach, you had mud that was moist and soft. And moreover, the mud was submerged in the water that's inside that pitcher. And it was immersed. So tar, it's going to be pure. Because this mud is not a chatzitza, because the mikvah waters are going to get in and reach the inside of the pitcher. Now, but let's say it was thick mud or things like that, then kilo tov, it's like as if it wasn't immersed, because it's chaitzitz. And mechein tabasut regarding a ring. Let's say you put into a block of moist mud, and it was immersed, so tar, it's going to be tar, because again, the mikvah waters are going to get through. But if it, let's say it was thick mud, then kilo tov, that's as if you did not immerse the ring that's inside of it. Halacha Vav continues regarding things that don't need the water to get through them. These are things that the waters do not have to get into them, which are stom kishi big de anim, the unspecified knots in the poor man's garments, where what happens is it tore, and they knotted the place where it tore. the poor people are generally not particular about this. They're going to leave it, and they're not going to untie the knot to go and stitch it up. So therefore, this is how it is, and therefore that's how it could remain. But if a mikbalim, if they're particular about it, and they really didn't want it like that, then chaitzin, then it would be chatzitza. Now, bekisha big debali batim, the knotted parts of the garments, of the torn garments of homeowners, stamim chaitzin. They would presume that it is a chatzitza, because they're generally particular, and they want to stitch it up. But the main mikbalim, if it's not particular about them, then in chaitzin, it would not be chatzitza. Vekishrei nimi habagodim. Now, regarding the knots of the threads of garments, which you have the threads at the edge of a garment which are not woven, which are left over for beauty, shenikshud malim, if they got knotted on their own, or the chevet hasandal, the loop of a sandal, or tefillah shadoish, or the tefillin of the head, bizman shekatzitza, when the box, the vuki imritzushabo, which is connected with the strap, b'chazaka, and is tightly fastened, u'tfilah shozroya, and the tefillin of the arm, bizman she'inu oila b'yered, is when it doesn't go up and down, because it's very tight, over azne hachemes v'artumel, and the handle of a flask, and of a satchel, b'chol koyetze be'elu, and all those things, mikshardim, u'tfadim, from knots, and from stitching, she'in oslatim, that's not going to be ultimately open, those are things that the water does not have to get in over there, because this is how it is, this is how it's supposed to be, it's never going to be undone, so you don't have to open it to make sure the waters get over there. Now, halacha chabez, ve'elah shetzrichim shebay b'mayim. In contrast, these are things that the water has to get into them. Haksharim shebepeskei hacholik, the knots that are by the opening of the neck, she'en asum lelois, which they're made like loops, v'chein kishri lelois shebekasev, so too the knots of the loops that are by the shoulders, v'safa shel sadin, and the border of a blanket that tzarech lemateach, that you have to stretch it where it's a very wide blanket, and therefore, the edges get folded over when you're tiveling. You have to extend it out, because that's how it normally is. Utfilah shadosh, and so to the tefillin of the head, bizman she'inikavu b'ritzur, if it's not permanent in its straps. Over shel zroya, or that of the arm, bizman she'ol b'ritzur, when it goes up and down. Ushnotzim shel sandal, or the straps of a sandal. V'kishrei nimah b'gadim she'kasharim, or the knots of the threads of a garment that a person knotted. V'chein ka'ol k'ritzur b'eilam ha'kaimis. And also, all regarding all these places, that you're going to end up revealing, and you're going to end up stretching it out when you use it, and therefore, then yes, those are the things that the water has to get in. You have to reveal and you have to stretch it out before the tefillah, because that's how it's going to be used, and therefore, it's not considered as a permanently closed thing. Hasalin, the baskets shalgas, which are what they use for the wine press, or for shalbad, which they use for the olive press. So imhoy chazakim. These baskets, they were made from thin woven branches. Now, if the branches were very strong, so tzar lechatis, and you have to scrape them. And hayudofim, if they were soft, then tzar lechatis, you just have to shake and make sure whatever the refuse is there to make sure it falls out. Hakar v'kesser shalar, regarding leather pillows and cushions, tzrichim sheivayu v'hem hamayim. We have to make sure that the water gets into them inside, because sometimes they take out the stuffing that's inside, and therefore it's not necessarily a closed off area. Again, similar to the halachas we were saying before, then you have to make sure the water gets inside also. Now, in contrast, halacha chav gimel, kesser agulo, regarding the round pillow, v'hakador, and the ball, v'imum, which is a form of a shoe which is made from leather that has stuffing inside of it, over kameh or amulet. And regarding tefillin, in tzrichim shivayim l'chalom, we don't need the water to get inside their cavity, because this is the rule. Kol shein darkei lahitz l'hafnas, anything that's not normal to take in and put in, take out and put in the things that are there, it's permanently like that. Then tevos asim, you could immerse it with it closed, and you don't have to have the water get in over there. Halacha of dalad, hamatbal begadim hamachabasim. If someone immerses laundered garments that are still wet from the laundry, you have to make sure the water gets into them until they bubble. But at feeling the gumen, if you immerse them when they were dry, then you have to wait till it bubbles, and then it comes up as bubbles, only then do you know it's saturated, the clothing, that all the mikvah water got into the whole garment. Lacha chafei continues regarding the handles of vessels. Kol yudai sakeilim, all the handles of vessels, that they're longer than what you really need for its utility, and actually, v'asala katsim, you can end up cutting it off. Then you don't have to tevel it only until the area where it's measured, how much you need, ketzer, how so. So shashel is ligadl, the chain of a large bucket, arba tvachim, the only thing that you need for the handle is four tvachim, that's how much has to be tevel. But cutting a small one actually needs, asar, it needs actually 10 tvachim, because it's smaller and you need it longer, so actually that's up until. So matbil menashashel san midas ubavad. So you only tivel from the chain up until that part of the measurement. Bashar tar, the rest is tar. You don't have to tivel that rest of it if that's not the part that became tummy. Halacha Vav concludes with immersing one vessel inside of another vessel. Kli Tamei, regarding a Tamei vessel, Shanasim B'Teich HaKil Machein Mehitbol, that you put inside of that Tamei vessel other vessels, and you table them together. So HaKol Aslam Tvila, so the immersion works for all of them. Now, and this is Avapi Shah Pi HaKli Tzar B'Yisi, even though the opening of the vessel, the outer one, is very narrow, which it's actually too narrow for it usually to be valid. In this case, it's going to be valid. Why? Shahari Maim Nechlas, because ultimately the water does go in over there. Since you're immersing and it's being effective immersing for the outer vessel, which includes its inside, which the water is getting inside, so also so the immersion is going to work for the vessels that are also inside of it, even though it's not considered really as connected, but it's considered immersing the outer one, which has its inside too and has these vessels inside of it too, which are called a migud. Now, but let's say you tilt it on the side and immersed it like that, which is essentially really like we have in Halachic Beis regarding the vessel that you do upside down, it's not going to be effective tefillah. Until the opening is as wide as the tube of a flask, which that's a minimum measurement of considered that it's connected to the mikvah waters. Let's say the vessel was pure, but not tamei, so you don't have the migui. And you put inside of it tamei vessels and you immersed it. La'aslam tefillah, again, the tefillah is not going to be effective. But she'yeh pivrocha because she's not until the opening is as wide as the tube of a flask. Then it has to be connected to the mikvah. It's not enough that the water could get in like you have if you're traveling the outside one, which that works with a mikvah. Here it's pure the outside one. Then it has to have a wider hole, that of kashafer sanit. Now, but medvim, when do we say this? Is latruma. Aval kodesh b'va kodshim. Then they were more stringent. Ema b'yom kelim tel kelim toidim klal. Then we don't immerse a vessel inside another pure vessel at all. Even if it's in a basket or a box, which is very wide, much wider than Shavuos HaNeit, doesn't make a difference. Like we explained previously, in its place, in Halachas Shabbos, HaTumas Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph, by Kachem, we're stringent, we don't want to do one inside the other one, because just in case if it's not going to get into all the places where it's supposed to be. And this was all said regarding that of Truma, that then we would allow it if it has a certain measurement of letting the mikvah waters get in.